T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. This is Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live at Citizens Bank Park this afternoon as the Yankees come into town tonight. Phillies, Yankees right here on WIP, 7:05 start tonight. Big series for the Phillies. They're coming off 2 out of 3 against the Nationals. And we're talking about why it's time. You know, it's time now to believe in this team. So Kevin Keenan gave me this stat, Ike. Through the end of June 2008, the Phillies were 44-39. We know that team obviously went on to win a championship. This year's team's 41-34. This is going to be about the same, if not better, through the end of June. They're right on that kind of path. Now, I don't think this team is that team. That team was older. They had,
a little more seasoned.
Yeah, they had guys that were more ready to win, like Howard and Rollins and Utley. Yeah. But the point is, they're right there. They're playing good baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they are. They are. They've been a joy to watch, and they're starting to hit the ball. You know, I thought they were just scratching out wins for about 6 weeks there. But over the last couple of weeks, they've started to hit the ball very well, timely hitting late in games. And they, when you start to watch them and you have the feeling of they're never out of the game, like that's when you know you got a good ball club. And so we want to see how fast these young guys would grow up. I think the thing I think that has surprised a lot of us is that while they certainly haven't reached the level of where they've fulfilled their potential, to have a number of them sort of, you know, hitting well at the same time, it gives you sort of a glimpse of what it could be like if they do keep this core of guys together.
You know, that top four in the order is pretty good when they're clicking.
Yeah.
Cesar gets on base, Hoskins hits, Herrera's been unbelievable. Last week, all he does is get hits.
Yep.
And Santana's been good. They could score some runs. 888-729-9494. You're ready to buy in and believe that this thing is real, this Phillies team is real. We'll get back to the phones in a second here. Also want to touch on LeBron James and really the idea of free agency here in Philadelphia with the Sixers. We've been talking about LeBron's free agency, Ike, for how long? A year? Six months?
Yeah.
Remember all that stuff? What was it, February around the All-Star break when he was at Malvern Prep and all that nonsense we heard in the cafeterias? But I thought as we move closer to this, Ike, move closer to free agency, which you mentioned LeBron has to opt in or out by Friday, I thought we'd have more rumors that he's coming here and more thought that he could be coming to Philadelphia. Yet every time the odds come out, the newest odds, it gets less and less likely.
Yeah, it does seem like the at least the rumor mill that leads him here to Philadelphia has died down a little bit. It just doesn't seem like there's been a lot of connections or the Sixers' names being thrown in that hat as far as a real possibility when it comes to LeBron. Even Houston has died down a little bit. You know, remember there was a point where people thought, well, could he get down there to Houston with James Harden and Chris Paul? Because Chris Paul is supposedly doing his best job trying to recruit him to come down there and play. That's even died down a little bit. It just feels like it's between L.A. and him even staying in Cleveland possibly. And that's become somewhat of a louder possible destination for him, just staying in Cleveland. For one more year.
Yeah, the Lakers and the Cavs, that seems to be what people think now. He's going to stay in Cleveland, or he's going to the Lakers. You mentioned the Rockets. They've kind of fallen off. And the Sixers are falling off. So I have the latest odds in front of me here. Mm-hmm. So this is the latest odds. One of the sites that puts these out has Cleveland as the favorite right now to keep him, minus 150. Second is the Lakers, 1-1, even odds. Then the Sixers at 7-1. There's a big gap there. Cleveland, Lakers, Cleveland, whatever you want to say. And then the Sixers. And I'm trying to figure out why, other than people just have an idea of what he's thinking, because the Sixers situation hasn't really changed here, right? There's still Ben. There's still Joel. There's still this core. Mm-hmm. And yet no one really believes he's actually going to come here.
Let me throw something up against the wall, right? And I thought about this over the weekend. Brett Brown came out guns a-blazing Thursday night.
He did.
You know, and I thought when by the time he came on with us Friday afternoon.
Star hunting.
He had doubted back a little bit.
He did.
He had doubted back a little bit. Now, maybe he was just juiced Thursday night, first draft. He had made some big moves. First time he's coming out there to talk to everybody. He wants to sound very confident and assure of himself, especially after making a move like trading Mikal Bridges. So maybe Thursday night the adrenaline was there and he came across, and I found it to be very reassuring from a fan's perspective. Like, yeah, coach, yeah, let's go. You know, it was almost like he was giving us a pregame pep talk.
He did. He got everyone all pumped up.
So he dialed back a little bit Friday, but he said something he didn't say that I kind of felt. It was almost as if he focused, at least this is the feeling I got, focused solely on the trading possibilities.
Yes. And that's why they got the pick.
Right.
And it's right.
Didn't talk a whole lot about free agency. And even said at one point that it may be difficult free agency-wise to pull somebody in here. Now, when I say I'm throwing stuff against the wall because I'm trying to make sense of it all and why the Sixers have sort of died down a little bit, hang with me here. Could they possibly have been tipped that they're not a legitimate landing spot?
They know already? They know something before we know. They might. I mean, look.
Same agent.
Story came out today.
Same agent. Ben Simmons agent. LeBron agent. Same people.
Now, you could be honest. I mean, look, the story came out today that LeBron doesn't want to be pitched.
Right.
That he already kind of knows. He doesn't need to be pitched. He knows what the Sixers
sure.
have or what other teams have. But that was the whole thing a couple months ago. Like, hey, bring LeBron here. Pitch him on Philadelphia. Pitch him on the organization. He's not interested in that. So,
yeah.
So maybe if they already know, they know a pitch. They can't even get a pitch. They can't convince him. If he's already made up his mind that it's the Lakers or the Cavs, what are you going to do?
Right.
You can't do it. You can't. If he doesn't want to be pitched, you can't change the team markedly. It is what it is. It does feel like the odds of him coming here, just forget the real odds, just in my mind, they're not great.
Yeah.
And I wonder why, though. Like, why wouldn't he want to come here? Other than he just already has made his mind up on, I want to play for the Lakers, or I want to stay in Cleveland. Like, what changed? I don't understand it, unless he never wanted to come here. We all just got our minds made up on this because it was a good destination.
That's what I believe it was. I believe it. I mean, listen, it's a good landing spot for people on
sure.
the outside who aren't on the inside that know what he's going to do, and you're trying to figure out what teams could he fit with and what team can fit him under the salary cap and would it keep him in contention for championships year after year. Yeah, the Sixers are right there with the Lakers or Houston or Boston. Sixers are right there too. So it is a good spot for him. But if he has already made up in his mind that this isn't where he wants to be at, not because there's something negative about the Sixers.
He doesn't want to come.
Maybe he just wants to go somewhere else even more. The two homes in L.A. already. You know, possibly.
The family stuff.
Yeah, possibly staying in Cleveland for one more year until his son gets out of middle school and he'd rather just start him in high school at a new spot afterwards. I don't know what it is. I just, when I'm trying to figure out, like, why does the feeling of the Sixers not being one of the top choices, why does it feel that way? It almost, even, like, Brett Brown didn't seem, like, remember a couple months ago, maybe it was a month ago, when Brett Brown all but said, we're going after LeBron James.
He said, I can't name a name, but like, we all know who we're talking
about. We all know who we're talking about.
Because the question was about fit, and how does
right.
certain franchises fit? Everyone was talking about LeBron. He knew it.
And he knew it.
And he said, yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
He didn't say that to us the other day. He stayed away. Free agency was like,
yeah. Yeah. It was really almost the trade thing that he was focusing on. And the only reason why I say he could have been tipped to it is because Rich Paul is also Ben Simmons' agent.
Could have been a favor to them. Like, hey,
yes.
why don't you guys go about your business and try to make a trade or do
yes.
what you got to do? Because this is probably not going to happen.
Yes. And I don't know if LeBron doesn't want to infringe upon Ben Simmons and what he has going on here business-wise, meaning that maybe LeBron just wants Ben Simmons to be a star on his own team.
Could be. Could be.
Right?
Maybe,
and maybe be an all-star player. Because here's what you got to worry about. How does it impact Ben Simmons' game? And what does it make him look like? Like, Ben Simmons is a facilitator. He needs the ball in his hand. He needs to do what he does.
It would change both their games. It
right?
Have to.
And you know, if someone gets uncomfortable, who's going back to their normal position?
Yeah, LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron is.
Just be real about it.
Yeah, so maybe they say, okay. just leave that there in Philly. They got a bright future. Let them go in and do. They got cap space. Let them go after someone else. Don't worry. Don't focus on me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.